says in the Megillah, the story about Mordechai discovering the plot, the conspiracy to kill Ahasuerus by Bigson and Seresh, and he tells this to Esther, and Esther goes to King Ahasuerus and she tells him about this plot, about the conspiracy. So the pasuk says, "Vatemer Esther lemelech b'shem Mordechai." Esther told the king Ahasuerus in the name of Mordechai. In Pirkei Avos, in the last Perek of Pirkei Avos, there are Memchas Dvarim, there are 48 things which the Mishnah mentions how to acquire Torah. HaTorah Niknis, the Torah is acquired when you do these 48 things. One of the things, in fact the last thing that the Mishnah mentions, the Mishnah says, Ha'emer Dovar B'Shem Emre. Whoever says something in the name of the one who said it. So, Ha'emer Dovar B'Shem Emre, Niskere B'Mishnah B'Tur Echad M'Memchaz Dvarim Sh'Ha'Torah Niknis Ben. Whoever says something in the name of another person, and he mentions the source, the person who said it originally, this is one of the 48 things with which the Torah is acquired. So seemingly the question here is, in the Mishnah, Mekivah Shebenigeya L'chol Mem Zayin HaDvarim Shenimnu Le'el, being that the previous 47 things that the Mishnah mentions prior to mentioning saying something in the name of the one who said it. Le'nisker b'mishneh haschar shebo al yadam. So b'negeya, in connection with the 47 previous things, it doesn't say what reward is going to come from them. For example, it says that when you have a chavrusa, when there is interaction with chavedim, it doesn't say the reward that you're going to get for these things. Afshe b'vadei yashne. Although that there certainly is a reward for this, nevertheless, the Mishnah doesn't mention what is the reward. Kiim, the only what the Mishnah says, Shal Yodim Niknis HaTorah, that what the Mishnah is mentioning, these things, is because through these things you can acquire the Torah. Behesem L'Tekhon HaPerik Inyan Torah. Consistent with the name of the Perik, the whole Perik is called acquiring of Torah. So the question is, Madu b'negei l'davar ha'achrin ha'emer davar b'shem emrei, why when it comes to the last thing, that when you say something in the name of the one who said it, meisiv hatanya inyishl schar, so the Tanya adds that there is a special schar, that whoever says something in the name of the one who said it, ha'lamadat, from here we learn, the Tanya says, kol ha'emer davar b'shem emrei mevi gula leil, that whoever says something in the name of another person who said it, if you mention his name, the source, so you bring Geula to the world, you bring redemption to the world. Shenemar, as a proof for this, the pasuk says, "Vateimer Esther leMelech b'Shem Mordechai," that Esther said to King Ahasuerus in the name of Mordechai. So the question here is, why specifically by the last of the 48 things that the Mishnah mentions, why there is their schar? Why does the Tana bring this reward, which comes for saying something in the name of another person, that you bring Geula to the world? One of the reasons that can be said is about this idea of saying something in someone else's name, there might be a theory, there might be a suggestion that this is something negative, that you should not say something in the name of another person. Rebbe will soon explain why. Being that you can take two approaches, you can look at it as a positive thing, you can look at it as a negative thing. So that's why the Tana has to emphasize that when you say something in someone else's name, you shouldn't think that this is something negative, that this is something improper. But the Tana says, that this is something positive because you bring redemption to the world. So seemingly this is the explanation why specifically here the Tana says what is the reward, and the reward is that you bring Geula to the world. V'habir b'zeh, to explain this, to elaborate on this, in connection with what was spoken before, that the gravity of the prohibition to bear tales, to gossip about another person, she'emir kach v'kach amra pleni, achol pishuhu emes, ve'enen varam shal gnai klal hulu. The Rebbe is referring here to the prohibition to gossip and to bear tales about another person. And although that what a person repeats, all of it's true, nevertheless, the talebearer is prohibited from saying it. Yesh iser b'dover, there's a prohibition in bearing tales and gossiping. Why? The reason for this is, because from this, even when you're not saying anything derogatory, but when you're speaking about someone else, you can come to say derogatory things. So therefore, yesh makim lekasalka daitach, shekein hagam negelin yon teira. So one would think that there's a possibility that this concern is also when it comes to words of teira. That when you say something over from another person, and you say that person said it, so there might be a concern, one might have to be cautious, that you shouldn't mention someone else's name. That even when it comes to Teda, you shouldn't say that this is what that person said, although it is true. And the Rebbe adds, here ain't Emes of the Teda. That Teda is in fact called Emes. So one might think that even the word of Teda, you shouldn't say over from someone else, because this can bring in its chain, it can bring to say derogatory things. So being that there's this possibility, Lachain, therefore, Tzarech lahadgish, so the Tana has to emphasize, shebenigei l'teira, harei ze inyan chayubi, that if it comes to repeating a word of teira, this is only a positive thing, ad kadei kach, to the extent, shekol ha'eim, medover b'shem eim, maybe gula leil, that not only is it proper, and because you can acquire teira through this, but how important is it, that whoever says something in the name of another person, also has the benefit that he brings redemption to the world. So that is why the Tana adds, what is the reward? And the reward is not just an ordinary reward, but he brings Geula to the world when you repeat a word of Teda from someone else, and giving the source. Then the Tana brings a Rayu, maybe Rayu L'Dover. He brings proof to support his statement, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'temer Esther L'melech B'shem Mordechai, that Esther said to King Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai. Pe'ulas ha'hatzolah de Achashverosh she'hi'ila lebitul gzeiras Haman, the effort of saving Achashverosh's life, which eventually brought to eliminate the decree of Haman, so this saving of Achashverosh ha'isa yechela liyiz gam ilo ha'isa Esther in Meres L'melech Davazeh sh'lei b'shem Mordechai. This could have happened, this could have taken place, even if Esther would have told this to the king, not in Mordechai's name. She could have came and told the king, listen here, I found out that there's a conspiracy, we have to check into it and see whether it's true, and take care of those that are plotting against the king. So she didn't have to mention Mordechai. She came, k'dei levatel gzeira saman hutzrecha b'lav hachil legales es ha'yichas shelo. Because this is not the place, this connection with Mordechai, between Mordechai and Esther, this is not the place which reveals their relationship. At first she never told Achashverosh that she's a Jew. When did she come and tell Achashverosh that she's a Jew? Because she said, Kinimkanu aniva ami. When she was by the Suda with Haman and Achashverosh, she tells Achashverosh that I and my nation, my people, were all sold out. So that's when she revealed that she's a Jew. So when she came to tell Mordechai about, when she came to tell Achashverosh about the conspiracy, she didn't have to indicate that there's a relationship between her and Mordechai. The other Rabbi, not only was it not necessary to mention Mordechai, on the contrary. Moreover, yesh svara shaletem b'shem Mordechai. Logically, it makes more sense that she should not mention Mordechai. Mitzad hachshash, the yiragel b'chaveir. Why shouldn't she mention Mordechai? Because as in the halacha is, that you shouldn't speak about another person, even good things, because this might bring to speak about him derogatory things. What could have happened if she mentioned Mordechai? What was the concern? She came, Nesidah l'melech goi al misharsa. Yehudi, when you come to tell a non-Jewish king, you bring him a Mesirah about his servants, whom are you bringing it in the name of? In the name of a Jew. This can incite and anger the king a Jew is meddling and coming to snitch on my servants, who knows how he could have reacted to that? Even before he ascertains whether it's true or not, he could have become angry. Just by hearing that Mordechai is meddling in all kinds of plots and conspiracies, so without even checking and examining if it's true or not, he could have punished Mordechai. So there is a danger, there is a concern of mentioning Mordechai's name. Nevertheless, Esther did mention his name. V'neisich lazeh, on top of that, gam mitzad etzem ha-hatzoleh, just to save the king, shekein, kesha Esther imeres l'melech ha-dvar nisyeinem shel marshar sov l'harilei b'shem Mordechai, because when Esther tells the king about their attempt to poison him, the attempt of his servants to poison him, in the name of Mordechai, ein zeh madgish es misirusa v'nemanusa shel Esther l'melech. This does not emphasize how devoted Esther is to the king, ki'im, but only what? She'esem ha'shetziva leha Mordechai. What this emphasizes is that she has a dual loyalty, so to say. That because Mordechai found out, and Mordechai told her what's going on, so she's telling the king. She should have told the king without any help from someone else. Because as ma'imer Mordechai, Esther Esther, because Esther is doing the command of Mordechai. So by mentioning Mordechai's name, this can bring ideas to Ahasuerus that Esther is not enough loyal to him. So this is another reason why she shouldn't mention Mordechai's name. So being that, notwithstanding the above mentioned concerns, Esther did say in the name of Mordechai, and this is what brought about the redemption of Purim. So by virtue of Esther mentioning Mordechai's name, there is very great emphasis how important it is to say something in someone's name, because Esther overlooked the other concerns. To her it was very important to say it in Mordechai's name. From this, the Tana says, being that Esther went out of her way, notwithstanding the other concerns, Holamadita, this teaches us, she called her Emir Dover B'Shem Emir Maybe Gula Le'elam Shenemir V'Temer Esther L'Melech B'Shem Mordechai. This teaches us that whoever, every other person that says something in someone else's name, he brings Gula to the world, because the Pasuk says, Vatayman Esther Melech B'Shem Mordechai, that Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai, and she did it notwithstanding the concern that there might be negative fallout from mentioning Mordechai's name. Nevertheless, she saw the importance because this brings Gula. So this is how the Rebbe explains the Mishnah, and why the Mishnah brings the reward for Ha'emer Dover B'Shem Emre, and also brings the Pasuk V'Temer Esther L'Melech B'Shem Mordechai. There's however another question here.
Could you pause that?
Amnam, however, Adayin Nishelos Hashaylik L'Ben Esther L'Mishnah. However, there's still a question which a 10-year-old who already is learning Mishnah is confronted with. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha'emet davar b'shem emet mevi gula leila." That every person who says something in the name of the one who said it brings the gula to the world. Okay, so the child who learns the Mishnah wonders, how is this possible? Harehu be'atzmei omer kamei v'kamei dvarim b'shem emet b'limud ha'Torah. He knows from himself, from his personal experience, that he said many, many things in the name of others when he learns Torah. And nevertheless, he didn't bring the gula, and he sees the gula hasn't come yet. So the question here is, how can the child who learns this Mishnah just accept so easily that whenever you say something in someone else's name, you bring Geula to the world, he doesn't see it in his personal life. So the answer to this is very simple. Nes HaGeula de Purim, the redemption, the miracle of Purim, it wasn't a complete and true Geula. Sharei, because, as the Gemara says, Akati Avdi Achashverosh Hanan. Even after the Nes of Purim, we are still enslaved to Achashverosh. Achashverosh remained the king, the Jews remained in Golus. They were saved from that decree, from the decree of Haman. But nevertheless, they remained under Achashverosh. We are still the servants of Achashverosh. Ella, but, Shehoisa Zu Geula Mehamayim Nematim Dekzeres Hamanchul. From what was this Geula that Esther brought about? It was from the situation of the decree that Haman decreed on the Jews. That is from this, from what this Geula was a Geula. That the Jews were saved from the decree of Haman. And this answers the child's question. This also explains this idea that whoever says something in the name of the one who said it brings redemption to the world. What kind of a redemption does it bring? This is a geula in relation, in comparison to his personal situation. That a person who says something in the name of another person who said it, he brings geula in his personal situation. However, although we're speaking here about a personal geula, not a geula mitzvah vashlema, nevertheless, when a person brings about one geula protis, one personal geula, ve'ed geula protis, chulu, and another personal geula, harei betziruv kol ha'inyonim yachad, so by combining all of these geulas, all of these redemptions, by combining them together, pe'elim sof kol sof, we finally bring about as hagula mitzvah vashlema. All these personal and small geulas, they all combine, and they all come together, and eventually they bring about the true and complete geula. The sicha was from Shabbos Parshas Balak Yudalat Tammuz Tavshim Mem Zayin, Afreilich on Purim, and may we see the geula amitzvah vashlema taken from Yad Mamash. This shir is l'schus Shalom and Freida Sheikhya, in connection with his birthday on Zayin Adar, Le'erich Yamim, Rishonim Tevis, Mitzich Brius, and for Refuah Shleima, and Eschus, his family, children and grandchildren, Sheikhyo, that all the Rebbe's brachas should be fulfilled in their entirety, L'chol HaMitztarech.